February 4th, 2019. Dear Mommy, the day has come you made your decision and feel that there is no turning back. You choose to have an abortion. I still don't know exactly what that is, but I do know it means I'll be taken away from you. I don't know what to say, except that I'm really sad. I wanted to be given a chance to be your little girl, to be your princess, to know what it's like to touch you, hold onto your fingers, place my head on your chest, and finally hear what your heart sounds like on the outside. But I won't get to have any of those things. At 24 weeks, you're saying goodbye to me. What did I do wrong? Did I kick you too hard? Did I keep you up at night? Is it because I made you sick? I'm so sorry, Mommy. I guess I'll never understand why I'm not good enough. But please know that I'll love you until the very end. The doctor is asking you to lay down, take deep breaths, and be prepared for what's to come. He begins to walk you through a procedure that's about to take place. It's called a dilation and extraction abortion, also known as a D and X. He explains that he's going to numb you, but that you still might feel a pinch as he inserts something inside of you to take me away from you. Where am I going, Mommy? I'm not ready to leave you. Who will take care of me until I'm done growing? I've only had 24 weeks to grow, and that's not long enough. I still have so much more developing to do. What is that light? My eyes are still fused shut, but I can tell that it's brighter in here, almost like a door is being opened. I hear something loud. Please make it stop. It hurts my little ears. I can also hear you crying, and I feel something pulling at me. It's a force so strong, and my little body can't fight against it. Maybe if I hold on to the long rope that I've been playing with for the past few weeks, I can stay inside your tummy. I'll hold on with my little hands so tight. I really hope that I can stay in here for just a little while longer. Just enough for you to change your mind. It's not too late, Mommy. Some other families longing to take me home as we speak. Please make the doctor put me back. I can go with them in just a few months. But you're not changing your mind, Mommy. The force is getting stronger. And now I feel something trying to grab my legs. It barely touches me at first. But it's so cold, Mommy, and I'm so scared. What's going on? The cold only gets worse as its evil thing that is tugging on my legs gets a good enough grip and my little body can't escape. I slowly start to make my way through the open door, and then suddenly I'm outside of your tummy. Is that it? Is it over? Am I okay after all? Wait, the doctor's coming back with something. I can hear it. It's a loud, constant sound, and it's coming towards my head. I try to scream, but my tiny lungs aren't strong enough yet. I still need more time to finish growing inside of you. The doctor's holding my little body, and I'm facing the doorway to your tummy that I was just pulled out of. The loud noise is getting closer, Mommy. Please make it stop. Please don't let him do this to me. I promise I'll be a good little girl. Ouch! Something so awful is happening. My fully developed nervous system sends waves of extreme pain as something is cutting the back of my little head open. It's so sharp, Mommy, and it really hurts. I feel something warm and sticky trickling down the back of my neck. It continues down the back of my body until it drips off me and splatters onto the floor beneath me. The light is starting to fade, and I feel like I'm getting weaker. Something powerful is sucking the spongy substance from inside my head. Everything is turning black now. I'm so sorry, Mommy. I'm sorry you don't want me. I love you. February 4th, 2019. Dear Mommy, where am I? I thought everything turned dark, but I guess I was wrong. It's light again. In fact, it's really light. It's the brightest light I've ever seen. Am I dreaming, Mommy? Was it all just a bad dream? I've noticed that my eyes are no longer fused shut. I can see everything around me, and it all looks so beautiful, Mommy. More than I could have ever imagined. And I can hear everything, too. It all sounds so clear. I can hear laughter, singing, music. It's all so wonderful. There's even an angel here with red hair. She's so wonderful, Mommy. She keeps telling everyone, Jesus loves you. I wish you were here to experience this place. And Mommy, I'm not in pain anymore. I feel so safe, so loved, and so wanted. Everyone around me is dressed in white. The sky is blue, the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and the streets are paved with gold. I'm looking for you, Mommy, but I can't find you anywhere. And even though you're not here with me, I don't feel sad. I don't feel alone. I feel like I found my new home. I look up and I notice a man wearing all white standing over me. He has long brown hair, and despite the scars on his wrist and feet, I think he's so handsome. He kneels to the ground, picks me up, kisses me on the forehead, and tells me he loves me. He tells me his name is Jesus. And Mommy, do you want to know what the best part about this amazing place is? Everywhere I look, there are babies all around. And they're just like me. Love, your little angel, Brooklyn.